It's the burgundy and gold today. Oh, man, I tried to do another DOC impersonation. Last night I had y'all going, man.
Hey, my bad. I really thought today was Wednesday. My bad.
It's Thursday. Meaning we'll hear from the coordinators of your Washington Commanders at some point throughout the course of this show. Myself, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Wizards basketball on tap tonight. The return of Balaukatraz. We'll talk a little bit about the D.C. family before we get out of here. Wizards in OKC taking on the Thunder. Bilal Coulibaly making his season debut. So make sure you keep it locked in the 6 o'clock hour to hear us chew a little bit on the Washington Wizards. Right now, though, I want to talk about the Washington Commanders getting geared up for a must-win game coming up on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. And as I astutely pointed out before the break, we were in this exact same scenario last year. The exact same scenario. We were in this exact same scenario last year. Backs were against the wall. You lost 3 in a row to Pittsburgh, Philly, Dallas. You showed some promise in the Dallas game, just like you showed some promise against Kansas City on Monday night, but you still lost. And then the very next week, when your backs were against the wall, when everyone was starting to doubt you, you had to take on a top 5 rushing defense in the National Football League. Similar set of circumstances coming up on Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks do not play when it comes to stopping the run. They are the number one run defense in the NFL. And right now, if you were to ask me, Anthony Haney, what the biggest issue plaguing the 2025 Washington Commanders is, I would say it's their inability to run the football. That is problem number one for this team right now because of the ancillary impact that their inability to run has. We keep giving you the numbers till you're blue in the face. I don't care. They need to stick in your head. They're 30th in time of possession, people. 30th. Last year they were 7th. This operation does not work if the offense can't possess the football. And I know what some of y'all are thinking, because the numbers, they stick out like a sore thumb, talk about just how good Seattle is. They're 10th in terms of yards per game allowed. In terms of points per game allowed, they're 7th. In terms of touchdowns allowed on the entire season, they're 3rd, tied for 2nd, rather. So this defense ain't playing. They're not speed at all 3 levels. The secondary is sticky in coverage, and guess what? You'll see a lot of cover 3. Because that's what Mike McDonald liked to do. And you'll see a lot of man-to-man. Can you beat it? That's the question. This run game, though, needs to get going in order for the Washington Commanders to have a shot, in order for them to have a shot coming up on Sunday night. But this is the exact same scenario you were in last year taking on the Titans. And what did you do to the Titans? Spanked them. I'm pulling up the box score right now. You had your best rushing performance of the season. 45 attempts, 45 attempts, 267 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not saying you got to replicate that, but there has to be a commitment to the running game coming up on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, before we get hot and heavy into Seahawks and Commanders, I think we got to take a real long look in the mirror here. As fans, as supporters of the team, even if you hate the team, we got to take a long look in the mirror and ask ourselves, did they do enough to protect themselves at the wide receiver position? Because everyone wants to point to the wide receiver spot as to why things are going sideways for the offense. You're going to be without Terry McLaurin for the 5th time this year coming up on Sunday Night Football. We've only played 8 games. You're going to be without him for the 5th time. It's tough. It is. My thing is this, though. I'm not saying that the reason that we're 3-5 is all Adam Peters' fault. I'm not. I think all parties involved, players, coaches, GMs, have played a part in why Washington's season has gone the way it has. And look, 2 things can be true, right? I think the injury bug has crushed this group. Austin Ekeler out for the season. Dietrich Wise out for the season. Dorrance Armstrong out for the season. Terry McLaurin's barely played. Noah Brown has barely played. Those are key contributors that you have lost. I give you that. But 2 things can be true, like I said. The injury bug has crushed this team. And also, Washington hasn't played well through the course of 8 weeks. Point blank. I think both of those things are true. I think the injury bug has totally ruined you, and I think you haven't executed worth a damn through 8 weeks. I want to let you all hear from our pal Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show. You can hear him weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. Kevin was pretty adamant earlier this afternoon, about the impact that the injuries have had on this team, saying that really the number one reason why they're in this spot right now is because of those injuries. Take a listen.
This year, 8 games into the season, injuries are number one on the list as to why this team is 3-5. It's not because their roster is old. Their oldest players haven't been injured, okay? Then beyond, by the way, that Washington's been a very injured team, it's more than that with this particular injury situation. It's that their best players have been injured. I just gave you 11 to 12 starters who are relied upon to make major contributions that have missed games and in some cases are done for the year. The point is, it's not just been a run of injuries. It's been a run of injuries to your best players.
Kevin makes an astute point. I think the initial statement I totally agree with. I think the explanation I'm more on board with. I don't think it's the number one reason why this team is in this spot. I don't. I think their lack of execution offensively, I think the quarterback not playing at a top five level, has also contributed to this. You've lost 5 games this year. Jaden has missed 2 of those games, meaning he's lost 3 times. In those 3 games in which Jaden Daniels was the starter and you lost, he didn't play well in any of those games. He didn't. Green Bay, I didn't think he played well. Chicago, I don't think he played well. When you go back, and we said this the other day, when you talk about back in August, when we spoke about why this team was going to replicate last year's success, the number one reason the conversation started and finished with this offense being a top 5 to 10 unit in the National Football League. They haven't been anywhere near that through the first 8 games. That, to me, is the biggest reason why why the football team is 3-5. It's not because of the injuries, because they've had 2 major injuries on offense, Terry and Noah Brown. This is where I begin to point at the grocery picker. You should have expected all 3 of your top receivers to miss games. That's not why the team is in this spot. Because guess what? Terry didn't practice during camp. Noah didn't practice during camp. So it's not like Jaden doesn't have a rapport with Chris Morris, who he was throwing to in the summer. Luke McCaffrey is who he was throwing to during the summer. Jalen Lane is who he was throwing to during the summer. So I can't hear this excuse of, oh, the receiver position just crushed him. No. It's not that the receiver position is crushed them. I don't think they did a good enough job building their wide receiver room. And this was a conversation that we were having back in August. We're having this conversation back in August. This isn't anything new. I want you to begin to line up on the phones, though, man. 301-230-0980. I'm going to ask the question as straightforward as I possibly can. Is it fair to direct some of the blame in the direction of general manager Adam Peters for Washington's inability to overcome injuries, or does he deserve a pass because it's year 2 of the rebuild? 301-230-0980 is the number. Is it fair to point blame in the direction of AP because of the injuries? Or does he deserve a pass because it's year 2? 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back, I will go into detail about why Washington did not do nearly enough to protect themselves at wide receiver. That is next.